How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I worked in the airline industry as a ground technician for several years. Specifically, I was one of the guys who helps unload the luggage into the hold. But I worked right alongside the guys who drive the tugs and direct the planes into the gate. Most of my coworkers at the Seattle airport were good people. The job can get boring and repetitive at times, and during certain weather conditions, it can be especially grueling. But we were all in it together. However, I had one coworker whose actions have directly traumatized me regarding the safety of aircraft, and even caused me to be let go from my job and barred from working in the aircraft industry, simply because I was associated with him. His name was Dylan, and I don't think he should have ever been allowed to work around airplanes, or any heavy machinery for that matter. I was frequently paired with him while loading and unloading planes, and even though he was extremely fast and efficient at his job, I had a feeling that it wasn't purely because of his inherent work ethic. Dylan was always a little off. He would go from being lethargic and despondent in one moment.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Completely energized and hyper-enthusiastic in the next, and it was always right after a bathroom break. I was convinced he was a crackhead and that I should have reported him to our superiors, but foolishly I always let it slide, partly because I didn't want to be a snitch. I always knew something was up with him, and it always baffled me how he got past the drug test. Even though Dylan always cut down the time significantly with packing luggage, I always wanted to avoid working with him one-on-one. But unfortunately, most of my shifts were stuck with him. One night, we were doing the red-eye shift together. I liked the overnight schedule because it was much less hectic than the daytime. I remember Dylan saying something like,
"Look at how big these planes are. Wouldn't it be awesome to fly one of these things for once?"
I guess, but we're not pilots, though.
Oh, come on. It can't be that hard, can it?
Dude, just hurry up and get down from there so we can go on break.
That's when Dylan gave me the strangest, most angry look on his face, and then got down from the door and locked it up. After that, we were just about to clock out for break when we got radioed to one more thing. Sometimes during the middle of the night, there aren't any crew members left on the planes to do the final checks in the cabin. When that happens, that leaves the ground technicians to fill in. All we were supposed to do was make sure there wasn't any luggage left behind in the compartments of the plane. As usual, there wasn't anything left, but that didn't stop Dylan from taking the opportunity to use the bathroom on the plane.
Dude, you're not supposed to do that. They already dumped the tanks. Shh, don't worry about it, man.
I tried to stop him, but he locked himself inside. I made myself busy for a few minutes while I waited for him to do his thing. When he finally came out, Dylan was more whacked out than ever before. He was drooling down his shirt and his eyes were bloodshot. In that state of mind, Dylan was barely even there, and his one-track mind got fast-tracked.
Get out of my way! I gotta fly this thing! Hell no! Calm down, you psycho! You don't even know what you're doing!
Shut up!
I tried to stop him, but Dylan charged right through me, then ran all the way down the aisle and locked himself in the cockpit. I caught up to the door and started banging on it in a last-ditch effort to get him to see reason.
Dylan, you're gonna lose your job. I don't care about this stupid job. I wanna be a pilot. Don't you get it? There's not enough fuel in this thing. You're gonna crash as soon as you get off the ground.
I don't care. Just get out of here if you're not about this life.
Get the hell out of the cockpit or I'm calling the cops.
Help! Somebody help me get this psycho off the plane. Help!
Suddenly, I heard the engines powering up and I realized that Dylan was completely for real about this. There was no turning back from it at that point, and there was no way for me to get into the cockpit to stop him. My only choice was to get out of the plane before he destroyed it. I ran to the front door through the gangway, but as soon as I laid eyes on it, the plane started to move. I watched as the gangway was ripped away and left behind. I knew I might get run over if I went out the front, so I ran back to the emergency exit at the wing and pried open the door. As soon as I cracked the seal, Dylan had cleared the gate and was picking up speed for a takeoff on the taxiway. It was now or never. I jumped down the slide and collided with the ground, tumbling for a dangerous speed until I hit the ground to a halt. I managed to make it out without breaking any bones. The last thing I saw of Dylan was the plane he hijacked soaring off into the night sky.
I feel like Superman. All these clouds look like fluffy cotton candy. Oh, sounds. I just want to eat it. They all look so soft. This is what it's like to be a bird. Oh my god, this is so cool. I wonder if I'm going to see any aliens or UFOs. Oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, besides my nose kick. No, this can't be happening. Oh god, I'm gonna need a parachute. Ah! How the hell do you operate this thing? Somebody help me. Help! Ah! Ah!
This story was inspired by an incident where an airline employee conducted an unauthorized takeoff of a plane late one Friday evening. The incident took place at Seattle SeaTac Airport, in which the man stole a plane and performed an air stunt in the sky before crashing about an hour later on a sparsely populated island near the city. Luckily, there were no passengers or crew who were on board. Police described the culprit as a 29-year-old male. Police also say that there was no indication that this was a terrorist attack or that the man wanted to hurt anyone else, and said that the man had just wanted to perform quote-unquote air stunts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, I was going on a trip to Florida to visit some of my relatives there. Usually, I'm not a fan of planes and everything. But I live in Texas, so luckily it wasn't a very long flight. Plus, it had been a long time since I'd seen my relatives, so I wanted to go. I got to the airport a little later than I planned to, so I had to rush a bit. But I made it to the gate with plenty of time to spare. There was still a long line of people waiting to board ahead of me, though. I was kind of frustrated. I'm usually one of the first people in my boarding group to get in line. As I stood waiting, I looked back to see how many people were in line behind me. The line had gotten even longer in the few minutes I'd been standing there. At least I beat them here. Then, I noticed something strange. There was this really creepy-looking guy in line a good distance back. He was wearing a green hoodie and black pants, and was very slender. What made it creepy, though, was that this guy seemed to be staring right at me. I don't know what would be making him look at me out of all these people, but it definitely seemed like he was. And it was the creepiest stare ever, too. It really freaked me out. I turned back around so I wouldn't have to look at him anymore. The line kept moving forward, but I couldn't get that creepy guy out of my mind. I just wanted to get out of the plane and out of his line of sight. With how far back he was, I hoped that there wasn't any chance that he'd be sitting near me. I glanced behind me again to see if he was still staring at me. And there he was. He was still staring at me with this gaunt face. It was like he hadn't even moved. I was scared out of my mind. I had no idea who this guy was and what he wanted with me. I forced myself to look forward and tried to think about anything else. The line kept moving, and I was finally almost at the gate. Against my better judgment, I decided to check one more time to see if the man was still there. I turned around and saw the guy standing right behind me. Ah! He came out of nowhere. It was like he teleported. I was absolutely terrified. Everyone looked at me like I was crazy, including the staff. The lady checking tickets asked me if I was okay. I didn't know what to say, so I just gave her some lame excuse about being scared of flying and boarded the plane. I could have sworn the guy was all the way in the back of the line. My eyes had to have been playing tricks on me. I was still scared as I pushed my way through everyone on the plane. Everyone was scrambling to pack their bags into the luggage compartment and find their seats. I managed to squeeze through eventually. But when I arrived at my seat, I was shocked as hell. The same green hooded man was sitting in the seat next to mine. I started hyperventilating. I was scared as hell and I had no idea what to do. I took my seat but stared straight ahead to avoid making eye contact with him. I didn't want to look at him or speak to him. I was completely terrified. The tension on the plane was insane. I knew there was something weird about this guy. I could see out of my peripheral vision his hood covering his face. I couldn't believe that I had to ride the entire trip right next to him. All of the passengers were eventually seated and the flight attendant started giving instructions. I tried my best to ignore the guy and focus on what the attendant was saying. I figured I just had to push through it. The flight was only about 2 hours. Then, suddenly the man slowly turned his head toward me and started staring deeply at me. I started hyperventilating again. I tried my best to avoid eye contact with him, but I could feel his eyes boring into my skull. He was just staring at me, just like before. He didn't say a word. I felt like I had to turn and face him, but I was so scared to confront the guy. There was no way he was looking at the window either, because I could feel his eyes on me. I slowly turned to him and saw his creepy, gaunt face staring back at me. It was horrible. He didn't look fully human somehow. I figured I had to say something to him.
Can I help you?
I only got dead silence in response. My heart was beating so fast, I thought I might pass out. I tried again, though.
What do you want? Is there something wrong?
Then, he suddenly lunged at me with his mouth wide open and his eyes looking reptilian.
Ah!
I jumped out of my seat and started running down the aisle.
He's not real! Help me! That guy isn't real! He's not real!
The staff and the other passengers tried to calm me down and take me back to my seat, but I wouldn't let them. I just kept screaming the same thing. That guy wasn't real. I had to be escorted off the plane. Everyone thought I was crazy, but I knew what I saw. I was convinced that the man was either a demon or an AI robot, or maybe some kind of reptile or something. I couldn't explain it. I've since been on the news to talk about what happened, but I couldn't tell the whole truth. I knew that I would get laughed at, so I just claimed it was some guy who had stolen my AirPods. I'll probably never know what actually happened, but I did promise myself that I would never get on a plane again. This story was inspired by a viral clip online that's been circulating the internet. It entails a woman who could be seen cursing and yelling profanities, allegedly accusing someone of not being real.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
There are many theories floating around the internet on who this supposed not real person is, which all leads to an image of a green hooded man whom the woman allegedly sat next to. There have been claims in a few forums saying other passengers on the plane witnessed something strange and abnormal with the man's eyes, but this is all just allegations. But what makes the story more disturbing was how the same incident occurred on a completely different airline, except this time it was a male as shown here. That being said, maybe there was something that the woman saw that the world hasn't seen, which was quote-unquote not real. The night before I was supposed to leave for Nairobi, I had terrible nightmares, even though I was going on vacation. For some reason I couldn't understand at the time, I had so much fear and anxiety surrounding the flight. I tossed and turned for hours, repeatedly drifting into a state of being half asleep and half awake, where I was gripped by awful nightmares. I kept seeing images of demons causing carnage and destruction in the sky, raging fires, twisted metal, charred bodies. It was like being trapped in hell. And every time I would try to dig my way out or open a door to some kind of exit, I would uncover the number 157. Then I would wake up. I don't know how many times this happened before I finally fell asleep and stayed asleep. However, missing all that rest earlier in the night caused me to oversleep by 2 hours. I looked over at my clock and saw the time was exactly 1:57 p.m. Panic set in immediately. I jumped out of bed and raced to get ready. I got my things together and called an Uber before I was ready to leave, hoping it would get there on time. The flight was at 3, which meant I should have left at 1. I would need some serious luck to get through security and find my gate in time, even if my Uber was on schedule. I skipped breakfast and ran outside to get in my ride. Then I sat there, clenching my jaw the whole way. I still hadn't forgot about my nightmares, but at the time I was considering them as some bad omen that I would miss my flight. And with all the traffic we encountered on the road, it made it seem like that would come true. When I arrived at the airport, I rushed to get in line for security, praying that I wouldn't get flagged for some random security check. When they checked my ticket, I read it over as well to make sure I knew which gate I was supposed to go to. Once I got through security, I rushed to find my gate, but there was a problem. I'd been to this airport several times before, but I had never seen it packed with so many people. I could barely walk, let alone hustle to where I needed to be through the huge crowds. The crazy amount of noise and the heat from all the people crammed in together caused me to get disoriented, which made it even more difficult to figure out where my flight was. All of a sudden, the numbering scheme for terminals and gates made no sense whatsoever. I knew I needed to find someone who could point me in the right direction, but that was a lot easier said than done. I pushed and shoved my way through the horde of people surrounding the nearest help kiosk and tried to get some information from one of the clerks, but he was being yelled at by 4 or 5 other people in the same boat as me.
Excuse me, where is gate 25? I need to be there in 5 minutes.
Sir, please wait. I am assisting another traveler. I'll help you when I can.
You don't understand. I don't have time.
Everyone's in a rush, sir. Please be patient.
I knew it was hopeless to try and get anything out of him. Frustrated, I moved on and tried to find gate 25 on my own. I eventually figured out where it was, but of course I was in the wrong terminal, so I had to race across the airport to get there. However, right as I was finally approaching the gate, I saw them locking the door to get on the plane.
Wait, please wait! I need to get on that plane!
I'm sorry, sir, but once the doors are locked, we can't open them unless there's an emergency.
Well, then what am I supposed to do?
Please remain calm. Once the plane clears the gate, I can help you book a ticket for the next flight if there are any available seats.
If? It's packed in here!
I'm sorry, sir, but that's the best I could do. We will make sure you get where you're going.
After a moment's outburst, I finally calmed down. There was no use yelling at the poor flight attendant. Despite all my efforts to get to the gate on time after oversleeping, I missed my window by a matter of seconds. I eventually booked a ticket for the next flight, which miraculously had an open seat. Then I sat at the gate, brooding over what I considered a terrible case of bad luck for the next few hours until my new flight was supposed to arrive. There was something I noticed about the airport while I was waiting there. I couldn't tell if it was just because I was getting used to it, or because I was calming down after burning the candle at both ends. The atmosphere of the whole place took a strange turn not long after the first flight I missed left. The crazy, endless buzz of a million people racing around and 1,000 intercom announcements constantly blaring in the background seemed to go a little quieter. Everyone's faces somehow went from stressed and angry to just depressed. I thought it was strange, but didn't think too much of it. I thought I was the one who got dealt the bad hand, so I was the one who had reason to be depressed, or so I thought. At around 5 o'clock, I finally boarded the plane in Nairobi. While the plane was still sitting on the tarmac, I looked through my phone one last time before I wouldn't be able to for the whole flight. That's when I made a truly disturbing discovery. The previous flight to Nairobi, the one I was supposed to be on, had crashed just a few minutes after taking off. All 157 people on board were lost in the disaster, and if I had been on time that day, that number would have been 158. A million thoughts raced through my head as I had the sudden urge to get off the plane before it was too late. I got to my feet, but then I heard the sound of the door closing, sealing in everyone on the plane. An announcement that the door was closed confirmed my fear. and the only thing I could do was take my seat and pray to God. My terribly unlucky day had just taken a turn. It was actually the luckiest day of my life. If only the same could be said for those 157 people. I tried to move on and enjoy my vacation despite this looking over me, but it was impossible. I kept having the same nightmares as before, and even up until today, they've never fully stopped. On my way home from Nairobi, I took a long-distance bus instead, and I haven't even considered boarding a plane ever since. This story was inspired by a tragic incident that happened on March 10th of 2019. The Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 was scheduled to fly from the international airport in Ethiopia to the airport in Kenya. A Greek man says he missed his flight after arriving 2 minutes late at the boarding gate.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The man was mad because nobody was helping him reach the gate on time, which he recalls as his lucky day. A second man also says he narrowly missed the flight in a similar fashion of arriving late. There were exactly 157 victims and sadly, zero survivors.
Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.